I was unprepared to be enchanted by ice. Time and again, we came across gardens of sculpted ice, floating around, into, and through them. Every angle presented a different set of possibilities. Greek columns changed into boats, boats into dragons, dragons into goddesses. Sometimes we'd see the same iceberg days later, and we could barely recognize it. Their chameleonic cascades border on the hallucinatory, and move so fast you have to be fully present or you'll miss a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that can never be repeated. Icebergs only present 10% of themselves. The rest they keep hidden underwater. Ice bobs, melts, rains, cracks, tilts, tips, rolls over, sometimes explosively. We learn to read the ice, to know how to approach it, and when to leave. Not unlike dealing with a wild animal. Always changing, in a perpetual state of motion, neither a liquid nor a solid, ice feels like a living thing.